The blood will never lose its power. The blood will never lose its power. And when you truly come to understand the power of the blood of Jesus, you too, like some of the few that stood up, will all rise up out of your seat. When you come to the realization of this amazing truth about the power of Jesus Christ to transform your life. You heard testimonies of people whose lives were miraculously, powerfully transformed by the power of God. It is the same power that is able to transform your life tonight. It is the blood of Jesus. We sing that song in expression regarding what Jesus did 2,000 years ago when he came down on the earth and he died on a cross. And it was his blood that was poured out for you and I. His blood poured out on that cross. When he was beaten, when they drove the nails through his hands and his feet on this old rugged piece of wood, it was his blood that was poured out. And it was not just an ordinary moment of death. It was a supernatural thing that was happening on the cross. It was power that was happening on the cross. It was a breakthrough moment for you and I. It was our moment of deliverance 2,000 years ago on the cross. You see, what happened is when Jesus died on the cross, his death wiped out our sin debt, all of our wrongs, because when we were born in sin. And when we were born powerless. But the power of the blood washes us and cleanses us and makes us whole again. And when we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, the one who went to the cross, when we confess our sin, when we confess to God and say, I'm wrong, I have failed, I've lived my life on my own, trying to do things the way I want to do it. When we come before a righteous, holy God, the one true God, the only God who gave his only son. And when we come to God and say tonight, and those of you watching online, forgive me, I have failed. I want to be right. I want my life changed. I need to do things different than the way I've been trying to do it. I need your plan, God. I receive your power, the power that you have to set me free, the power of Jesus Christ, the power of the blood that was shed on this cross that washes every single one of us, washes us clean, washes away our sin. The power of the blood that breaks the chains of sin, the bondage of it. The power of the blood that breaks addiction. The power of the blood that sets our mind free from despair and darkness. The power of the blood that is able to tear down every wall of addiction and bitterness and anger. The power of the blood that is able to rush in to our bodies, bring wholeness to our soul. The power of the blood that brings forth life and life more abundantly. The power of the blood that creates a complete change in the way you think tonight. The power of the blood that makes you a new person so that when you walk out these doors, your head is not hanging low. You held your head up high because Jesus Christ is your Savior. The power of the blood. The power of the blood that gives you victory tonight. The power of the blood that opposes every negative, dark word over your life. Every word that has said been said to you, you can't win. You will fail. You don't look right. You can never achieve anything. You've made a mess of things your entire life. The power of the blood changes all of that. The power of the blood says God is on your side. God will fight your battles. God is victorious, and therefore, if you receive Jesus, you are victorious. The power of the blood says there's hope. The power of the blood says you can use the name of Jesus because there's power in the name of Jesus. The power of the blood says you can't hold my past against me anymore. The power of the blood says that the devil who attempts to attack you in the night cannot have his way anymore, because the power of the blood says, because of the finished work of Jesus Christ, I can resist the devil and he has to flee. The power of the blood says that when I wake up tomorrow morning, I've got peace, and the peace of God's spirit, and it's the peace of God that's all over me, and it's the peace of God that keeps me, that moves ahead of me. The power of the blood says that now I know that my God is a mighty fortress in my home, on my job, wherever I go. It's the power of the blood that makes me a new person. It's the power of the blood that says I can rise up and stand, and I know that I've got victory in the name of Jesus Christ. It's the power of the blood that gives you the authority to walk boldly, be courageous. It's the power of Jesus Christ that allows you and I to speak with authority, to declare our God a good God, a victorious God, a provider, a healer. It is an authority that you get to have because of the power of the blood that has made you whole, where you yourself can walk out of here with the hope that you can now go unto others, family members and friends, and say, I've got power now. My life has changed. I've received Jesus Christ. I'm a new person. It's a supernatural power. It's a miraculous power. And it is God's plan for your life. Now, we're getting ready to sing that song again. I'm going to ask the ensemble to come on out. We're going to sing this song. I just wanted to make sure that before we sing it again, everybody understands what we are singing about. And while we sing this song, if you're maybe hearing this for the first time, or maybe hearing it again in a different light, a revelation that I've encouraged you earlier today to pray about, God, reveal your love to me. If you want this power, we want to pray with you. I say we, because it's not just me, but it's the body of believers that are here. The brothers and sisters that attend this church, that come here for this 6 o'clock service, are standing ready to pray. We're going to pray for you tonight. Do not walk out of here powerless. Pride is not power. It is weakness. Humility, recognizing your failure and receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, introduces you to a power that will transform your life. Don't walk away from such a power that has been offered to you tonight by the amazing grace of God. And because of this unconditional love for you, he still extends power. Because the blood never fails. Would you stand up with me? If I'm speaking to you tonight, and if this is you, if you want power, if you want the power of Jesus Christ, I want you to come forward. You come forward right now. Come from the balcony, come from the main floor now. Don't hesitate. You just come out. I want the power of Jesus. You want to live free? Receive Jesus Christ. Receive his power tonight in the name of Jesus. Come forward. You just make your way. All the way up front. You just come all the way up front. We're going to pray. We're going to sing this song. And we're going to receive the power of Jesus Christ. You know that's salvation, right? To be saved is to be walking in power. To receive Jesus Christ is to be walking in power. Come on. Like our sister said tonight, when she received the revelation that this was true, she did not leave any room for questions or doubt or any type of hesitancy. She just said, this is true. And this is for me. Tonight, from the balcony to the main floor, this is for you. This is for you. This power is for you. This power is for you. We're going to sing that song. And while we're singing that song, there's still a few people here that are still hesitant. But while we sing this song for you and unto the Lord, you take hold of this power tonight. I want you to come forward. We're going to pray for the power of Jesus Christ to indwell us and to set us free, that you and I would know tonight when you're walking out of here, you are filled with the power of God's Spirit. Hallelujah. Before we pray, the Holy Spirit just prompted me to just say something to someone. There is a phrase in God's word that says, by his stripes we are healed. And what that represents is the beating that Jesus took. For that person here that doesn't know the story, but before he even went to that cross and hung on the cross, he was beaten with a whip and he was punched in the face. And the word of God tells us that he was unrecognizable. And scripture says that he was able to identify with all of man that has been hurt, abused, all those that have been a victim of abuse. You are able to find healing tonight in Christ Jesus. I don't know who this is for, but because of the blood that was shed, because of Christ's blood, there is healing for you, for every person here that has been abused. You're going to be healed tonight. Every person that's been abused, I don't know who you are, but there's healing for you. Right now, it's the power of Jesus Christ. Church, can we just extend our hands to them right now? Every person that's come forward, every person that's come forward, repeat this. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your son, Jesus, who died on the cross for me, for all of my sins. Make me a new person. I want this power. The power of the blood. Wash me and cleanse me from all my wrongs. Heal my heart. Every wound, every pain, every place where it's hurt, please bring healing right now and fill my heart with joy. Fill my heart with your power. Give me authority to walk and to live my life full of hope and your strength. Thank you, Jesus, for being my Savior. Tonight, I lift up my head and I declare that I am a new person. I am no longer bound by sin. I am no longer held back by anything in my past. I am free right now by the power of the blood. The blood of Jesus that has made me whole. In your name I pray. Amen.